Blog Talk Radio. little tidbits, little biggest of it.
All night, bro. So sorry. Definitely playing.
Definitely praying for you. Definitely praying for you. And thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. Once again, we are praying for Sylvia Kaiser, which is the one that normally does the Friday night Blog Talk Radio. But tonight I'm filling in for her tonight because that's what family does. You know, we help with one to another when somebody is down or having some business and kind of step in and we slide in. Mac, we are definitely praying for you and your family, bro, for you, for the loss of your father. I know I've been in your position of when I lost my father. It's been a few years now, since 2007, it's been 17 years that, since I lost my dad. But, you know, I still feel it at times. You never get over it. You just learn to deal with it. So we pray for your strength. We pray for that. God will wrap his loving arms around you, that this, his healing virtue will consume you, that you're able to handle this task in this season, and that he gives, give you strength to stand in the midst of what's going on and handle what's needed to be handled. And my brother, I would encourage you to grieve when you can. Grieve how you need to so that you're able to release it and don't let it consume you, but move on. Once again, we're here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here just to speak a word of encouragement to you guys tonight. Look, a little bit of strength. Just have a little conversation. Talk back to me. Give me some hearts and some thumbs to know that you are on here with me and that you are purposely painting, if that makes sense. All right. Once again, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Let me know that you are on. All right. Let's do this, okay? I want to go to Matthew 25th chapter. Just talk real brief. I want to go to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise for all that you are doing, all that you're about to do. Father, give us the strength we need at this moment to complete this task. Bring your power, your authority, and your anointing on it in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we pray if we have done or said things that were not pleasing in your sight, Father, forgive us and wash us clean, for our desire is to please you. And Father, push this flesh to the side and you be glorified. Father, let our ears be open, our hearts be open to receive it all in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Like I said, real briefly, I'm filling in for my cousin on tonight that usually does 9 o'clock broadcast on Friday night, Bishop Williams. I'm usually going to sleep because I've been up since 3 a.m. this morning. I'm sleeping. But I did tell her that I was sitting for her tonight and sitting for her stead with her tonight while she's handling some personal business. So remember to keep my cousin Sylvia Kaiser in your prayers tonight that God would do a great and wonderful and miraculous work for her in this season. Once again, I want to go to Matthew, the 25th chapter. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. I want to deal with us meet your level of expectation. Meet your level of expectation. I talk to people and I listen to people when they're talking, and I watch on TV. And y'all remember that man Kevin Samuels that passed away late? Prophet's Beach. Remember that man named Kevin Samuels that passed away? But about a year ago, or so he passed away. He would often talk to young women and even some brothers, and they would have a level of expectation they wanted from their future partner. They had to meet a certain criteria. They had to meet a certain, they had to be able to do some things and present some things and be a particular person to them in order for them to really consider them as a viable mate, as a matching person for their lifestyle. And so one day he was talking to one particular young lady, and she was talking about, he began to ask her questions. Who is she? What does she do for a living? How many children does she have? How many baby daddies does she have? How much does she make on her job? What kind of lifestyle does she live? So he asked him these questions, and so then he asked her, after asking her those questions, then he then asked her, what kind of mate is she looking for? What must he look like? What must he bring to the table? What kind of salary are you looking for him to bring to the table? And so this particular young woman, she was talking about she had two children. I can't remember exactly how many fathers that she had. That, well, I think just one father. And so then she said she didn't want him to have any kids. He's like, what? She said she made about one, two, three, four, maybe five-figure salary, but she wanted him to make a high six-figure salary. She was living in an apartment that she was renting, but she wanted him to own his own house. He had to be, his credit score had to be a certain level. She wouldn't answer the question about what was her credit score, but he was saying, how is it that you want from this man what you cannot measure up to yourself? And she was saying, well, look at me. Look how I look. Have you not seen me? Can you not see my body? Can you not see these things about me, this and the third? And he says, oh, okay. And he said, do you honestly think a man with that kind of stature, with that level of credit score, making that kind of money, don't have any children, don't have any personal attachment or baggage per se, will want to deal with a woman with two children by another man that has a bad credit score, that make less money to him, that don't even own her own house, rent somebody else's property and making them rich? He said, how is that, how does that make sense to you? So she began to talk, Prophetess Deidre, and began to explain her justification on why she believes she should have this particular man. He began to tell her that if this man is of this criteria, he would look for a woman that matches where he is, not someone beneath, not someone below. And if he decides to get someone lower than where he is, he's going to have a level of control that he's going to take against this particular woman. And so then she began to get a little discouraged and feel some kind of way. And he was saying, all I'm saying is this. He says, you're going to pass up a man that is a good man, that can be a good man to you. Right. Trauma bonding. Right. So he says, you're going to bring you're going to pass up a good man that rent like you rent, that make the kind of money that you make, that also have children. He's a man that would love you, treat you right, put you on a pedestal, and be all that you need. You're going to bypass him to find a man that you can't even match up to. And I was like, wow, he made a whole lot of sense. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the conversation, the young lady had to admit, even though she was mad and angry and saying some other kind of things, you know, she was saying some other kind of things, but she had to really be honest and say, yeah, I don't match up. I don't meet the criteria in which I myself require from a man. And so then as time go on and life has been life. You hear people, you talk to people, you interact with people, and some of them have unrealistic expectations. How many of y'all got some friends or know some people that have unrealistic expectations? Come on, talk back to me, y'all. This Friday night, we up, man, we just have a conversation. How many people that you know, cousins, they have unrealistic expectations, Taylor Trenise. They desire from people what they can't meet. It just don't match up. It's not that they cannot do it. They have just chosen not to meet the criteria, not to meet the level of expectation that they expect. Because it's easier to take from somebody else than to bring it to the table ourselves. Right. And so then as I was saying, Lord, what should I talk about tonight? You know, I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning. I keep saying this, but I'm tired. But I want to encourage the people. I want to enlighten the people. I want to give them something that they could glean from. They can apply and stretch out from. Right. So then he begins to remind me of a conversation that I had and some things that was going on. He said, "Go to Matthew 20th chapter." He says, he told me to tell you to meet your own. Someone do me a favor, if you're here with me, if you're participating and not just listening, type in the comment section, meet your level of expectation or meet your own expectation. Meet your own level of expectation. And so then watch this. Matthew, the 25th chapter, you know, I'm just going to tell you the story. I ain't going to read. I read a couple of them. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities. To his several abilities. And straightway took his journey. Took his journey. Gave them talents, gave them tasks, gave them money according to their own. He gave one 5, he gave one 2, he gave another one just 1. He gave it to them according to what he knew they could do, how they could handle it, and to multiply, well, to add to it, right? And so then the story goes, the one that had the 5, he gathered 5 more. One that had the 2 gathered 2 more. But the one that only had the 1 talent, he only gave him 1. He took it and he buried it. He took it and discarded it. So then after a long period of time, that Lord came back. He talked to every one of them. And the one that had 5 said, told him, you know what, I gained 5 more. I was going to say 2, I gained 2 more. But when it came down to that one, he said, I did not do nothing, paraphrasing. I didn't do nothing because I knew you was a harsh God. I knew that you was going to gain what you're supposed to gain, leave what you're supposed to leave. So then I wanted to make sure that it was still there when you got back, so I went and hid it. Somebody say excuses. Somebody say excuses. And I said, reasons that we're here. He had a bunch of reasons why he didn't want to put the work in. Now watch this, y'all. Come on, talk back to me. Come on, talk back to me. How many people that you know that you interact with, you may be their mama, you may be their daddy, you may be their sister, you may be their brother, maybe their friend, maybe just a simple acquaintance, but they always got some level of excuse why they won't put the work in. Come on, y'all, talk back to me. Won't put the work in, right? So then listen, so what I did today was, watch this. So I go to the doctor, right? I'm not, y'all heard this. And I go to the doctor, the cardiologist, and he gives me my results for my echocardiogram. So if my heart is doing wonderful, everything is doing good, it's working like it's supposed to work. And he says to me, he says, Troy, have you been exercising? Have you been walking? And so then I say, no, and you know that. Because when I got on the scale before I got there, right, last time I seen him, I was at 196. I can tell him myself, I don't care. And so then, but usually when I get there this time, Tawana, the scale said 211. So the last time I was there, it said 196. Hey, cousin, but when I got there this particular time, it said 211, apostle, 211. So I go from 196 to 211. So then in the midst of it, he tells me, he says, Troy, you gained 15 pounds. Since the last time I seen you, right, 211. And so I ain't that tall. 211, that's a lot of weight. So anyway, so then I sit there and I'm wondering, Apostle, I'm wondering, Tawanda, Sylvia, my cousin, I'm wondering why my body is beginning to react a certain kind of way because it's carrying more weight than I've ever had on it before. It's I haven't gotten it back to the place where it should be, that it is used to normally function in a particular manner, which means it's used to being slimmer. It's used to being more active and more athletic. It's used to being more muscular. It's used to looking and feeling in some kind of way. But guess what? My expectation has been, my actions behind my expectation is a level of doing nothing but want something else to happen. Isn't that the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing but expecting a different result, it's not going to happen. So then what I did today was I contacted a young lady that I know is a professional trainer, and I began to talk to her about the things that I desire. How I begin to ask questions, how do I put in place the plan so I can gain the success in my body that I need to gain? The things that I need to get to a better. Now, like I said, I'm doing good internally when it comes to what they said about my heart and said about my body. But guess what I have to learn? Everything else has to line up too. So the inside is good, but the outside ain't looking good. But watch this. A lot of times, Sheridan, what happens is the outside is looking good, but the inside is not matching up. Come on. Come on, give your hearts and thumbs if you believe what I'm saying. What happens is the outside is looking real good, Lisa. Mr. Marshall, the outside is looking so wonderful. We got it dressed up. We got on these, you know, this other stuff to hold it in, to shape us up and poke us out and lift us up and suck it all in. But when we take it off, everything goes back to the place we're living a life of deception. We're living a life of falsehood because we're not putting the work in. Here it is in Matthew 25th chapter. The one that had 5 talents brought back equal to what was given to him. The one that had 2 talents brought back equal to what was given to him. So then here it is, this one particular person. What he was given was the less of it, the least of them, but yet is still a necessary factor. He didn't even meet what he was given. He made an excuse and a reason why he didn't take the time to take what was given to him to apply it. The Bible says, Elder Harmon, it says, faith without works is dead. A lot of times we want, we desire, we feel like we got to have, but we don't take the time or put the effort in to put the work in for what we need. So this is the reason why I inboxed a young lady. I've known her for years. Her and her husband, they both do the same thing. He's not my Facebook friend, so I inboxed her. I said, you know what, either one of y'all can answer the question for me. Not only do I need an exercise regimen, I need to also indulge in a different dietary action because one is connected with the other. So I can exercise all I want to, and if I don't change my habits, my diet, now mind you, I'm already on a low sodium, no fried foods, grilled, steamed diet. But if I'm missing other components that can help me, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to have a six pack. I take a four pack. I want to get my body back to a place where it functions like God prepared it to function. But I have to put the work in, the inquiry, taking notes, and then when given instructions, follow the instructions. Glory to God. When given instructions, follow it. Watch this. Out of these three men, only 2 of them followed the instructions. Out of these 3 men, only 2 of them followed the instructions. Once again, the Lord gave them according to their several ability, which means they had the tools to, they had the know-how, they had the strength to handle it. But 2 of them said, I'm going to take what I've given and I'm going to apply it and use it. I'm going to meet my own expectation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, with the same measure, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down shall get it. For with the same measure that you beat, it'll be measured unto you again. With the same measure. Come on, type in the comment section, if you will, and all those that are on here. With the same measure. With your same measure. I see so many people on Facebook, and there's a particular lady named Tanya Jackson. She goes to First Baptist of Merrill's Park, and she was a healthier lady. And she's on there. She is putting up pictures and videos of her putting in the work. She decided, I have to raise my level of expectation. I have to raise my mind. I have to raise my heart. I have to get connected and put the work in if I want different results. I cannot eat the same way all the time, Elder Harmon, expecting myself to lose weight, expecting my body just to wake up one morning and to be like, be all cut up and defined and in a different place without putting in the work. We have to put in the work. We have to come up. We have to meet our own level of expectation. People of God, people of my friends and Facebook family, listen to this. We have to become the outline in which people are going to treat us. That's what I tell my babies. I tell my daughters this. Any young man that you deal with, you have to be the outline. You have to be the example of which he's going, how he's going to treat you. You have to put the work in. You have to put everything into order and into play. So then he'll know what he can say, what he cannot say, how he can walk, how he cannot walk, what he can do, what he cannot do, because you become the outline to let them know what's acceptable and what is unacceptable. We have to change our mentality. Have to change a lot of things in our life. The Bible says, if you be willing. And the truth is, sometimes we're just not willing. We just want to leave things. Come on, y'all. How many people you know, and you're probably one of those, just take me as I am. That's right, because you got to put it on the line. You have to say it. I'm okay with this. I'm not okay with that. Yeah, that's not a bad, but watch your mouth. Be careful. Be cautious. You know what I'm saying? This is disrespectful. This is not a bad thing. This is okay. But they don't know unless you let them know. But guess what? The same thing with yourself. You got to talk to yourself. You got to tell yourself, get up in the morning, yes, I can. Glory to God. I can do all things, hallelujah, through Christ that strengthened me. I can do it all. I can go to work. I can have a peaceful day. I can have a productive day. I can go home. I can have a peaceful household. I can be loved by my spouse. I can love my children. But I have to first love me. U-G-L-Y. You got to love yourself. These are things that we have to apply. We've got to raise our level of expectation and need it at the same time. If I want to be involved in a certain type of relationship, I have to be an example of the relationship that I want. So if you want a man to go to work and bring home the money and be faithful to you, and which is all these things are the right thing to do, but you yourself have to participate within the relationship. There is a partnership in it. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody. Partnership. We have to be within a partnership. If you expect him to do these things, are you able to meet the same expectations you have for him? And vice versa. Man of God, if you have an expectation of her, can you meet the same expectation? If you only want her to deal with you, can you only deal with her? If you want her to clean the house, can you clean the house? Now, listen, I'm not a cook, but I definitely can clean. Now, that's the thing that I can, you know, cook a little bit, but I'm not a natural cook. I am a cleaner. If you cook, I'm a clean. If that's our agreement, if that's our communication, listen, come on, listen to what I'm saying. If you cook, I'll clean. I'll keep it together. I keep the house together. I don't mind washing clothes, separate them, fold them, put them up, iron them, putting together the closet and the shoes. Because my closet, you'll see my closet. My clothes lined up. You see my shoes are lined up. They in boxes. I got a witness on here. See that young lady named Taylor Thomas? That's my oldest daughter. After she'll tell you, I keep my shoes in boxes. I got them in a category: dress shoes, casual shoes, gym shoes, hooper shoes, Jordans. Come on, one more time. Dress shoes, casual shoes, gym shoes, hooper shoes, Jordans. That's how I keep my shoes in categories. I got casual pants. I got jeans. I got dress pants. I got casual shoes. I got casual shirts. I got dress shirts. I got, you know, flannel shirts. I have things set up in a category so that I'm able to go. If I'm not home, if I send you to my house, I can tell you where to go get my stuff from because I know where it is. That's my expectation. So then I have to meet my own expectation. These three men were examples of sometimes where we are today. We have the ability. We have several abilities, but we keep making excuses why we won't meet it. But guess what's happening? By us not meeting them, what's happening in our life, guess what they're doing? They are slowly beating us up. They're getting on our nerves. They're bothering us. But all we have to do is step up and put the work in. Step up and put the work in. It's just that simple. Just that simple. We have to step up and put the work in. I just came here to encourage you to meet your own level of expectation. All I want, I'm encouraging you tonight to meet your own level of expectation. You don't want somebody to play no games with you, but don't play games with them. Well, I just said that, but see what you was going to say. Ain't that playing games? I've been watching your Facebook page and all this kind of unnecessary stuff. Guess what it's time to do? It's time to put away the childish things. It's time to be grown. It's time to move in the direction. I am determined. I guess what I did, take a picture of yourself. Thank you, Lord. Take a picture of yourself where you are right now. And for the next 30 days, glory to God, take a picture of yourself tonight. Y'all hear these instructions? Elder Mays, take a picture of yourself tonight. What's today? Today is February the 9th. February the 9th. Take a picture of yourself tonight. And 30 days from today, which will be March 10th, because it's 29 days this month. To give us the third, one more day to be the first, and right, which will be the 10th of March. And look at yourself in the mirror now, on that 30th day, to see what kind of progress have you made. Have you stepped up and write it down too. Write down a type or text it to yourself what you expect to happen for you in the next 30 days. And watch this. And how much and what is your part on this that you're going to do to take place to put yourself in that position? Take a picture. The ninth of February, and the 10th of March. Check and see what kind of progress you made. Write it down. Write down what you expect. Write down what you're going to do. Write down how you're going to execute the next place of your expectation in this phase. How many of y'all want to do it with me? Today, you're going to take a picture. You're going to take a picture. Happy birthday, cousin. You're going to take a picture today. But March 10th, we're going to look at it and see how far we have gotten. Did we meet our expectation? Are we on the road to the expectation? Or are we still making excuses and reasons? Are we still walking in fear? Are we still finding anything that can get in our way? Are we allowing things to be put in our way on purpose to stop us from progressing, from meeting the level of expectations that we have for ourselves and for others? Once again, you must become the outline in which people are to treat you, perceive you, and treat you, and look at you. Treat you, perceive you, and look at you. What are you going to do? I lost some people when I said that, but that's okay. Those that are willing to step up to this challenge. Come on. That's a good challenge. 30 days. 30 days from today is March 10th. March 10th. Take a picture today. Write down your expectation. Write down what you're willing to do to meet those expectations. And let's see what it looks like on March 10th. All right. Mariana says she in. Tawana says she in. This is something which I listen. God just gave it to me. I know he did because I never thought about that myself. That's for real. Today, guess what? We come back. I'm going to mark it on my own calendar. Why? Then we come back. I'm going to get back on live. Not at 9 o'clock, though. I'm going to get back on live. I'm going to get back on. My cousin said, Camilla says she in. Guess what we're going to do? I'm going to get back on live March 10th and see all those that took the challenge and how far you got. Guess what? You may not completely reach it, but I guarantee if you put the work in, you're going to see the results. You're going to see the great results of your dedication, your consistency, and believing God for the best. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back and I'm writing down. I see everybody. I see. Uh-huh. Marianne, I see. Tawanda, I see you in. Uh-huh. Camillus, I see you in. My cousin Sylvia, I see you in. We in. We in for it. Once again, I'm going to say it one more time. Today is March. Today is February 9th. The next 30 days, we're going to put the work in. We're going to take a picture of ourselves. We're going to write down what our plan is, how we're going to execute it. And on March the 10th, we're going to come back and look at our progress to see how far we have progressed from now until then. Probably say 30 days. 30 days. Come on, Augusta. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And sometimes, we 30 days, Elder Boston, come on, 30 days. 30 days. Let's see what we can accomplish together as a family, as friends. 30 days. Let's see what we can accomplish in the next 30 days. Huh? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put all those that's in here. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put us in a chat. It's an inbox chat. Put us all in an inbox chat. And we're going to check on each other. We're going to check for the next 30 days. We're going to check on each other. So that we're able to get it done. We can help push each other, help motivate each other. Watch this. The Bible says when any two or three gather in my name, I'm in the midst. Y'all remember when the Holy Ghost came? They were all in one place. They were all on one accord, on the same vein. So let us all get on one accord so that we can encourage each other. We can challenge each other. We can push each other. We can pray for each other. We can even fast for each other so that we can get to this place of accomplishment because God wants to see us raise our level of expectation. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, this is your will because, Father, we know that we all have plans. We all have things that we desire to do. But, Father, we thank you that we come together to push each other, to encourage each other, to love on each other so that we're able to gain the success that we desire. Father, for we are raising our level of expectation. We're going to meet it. We're going to exceed it. We're going to be great. We're going to become healthy. We're going to become healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically so. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. But Father, this is a new place, a new venture that we're going to try, and we know that it's you. And Father, for this, we give you glory. Father, for this, we give you praise as we push. And Father, right now, I pray for those I pray now for my cousin Sylvia, for my cousin Renee. I pray now for Mac, for his father. His father has gone on. Father, I pray for his family in the time of grieving, of bereavement, Father, that you hold them in your arms through this level of pain and disappointment and, Father, and hurt. Let them know that you are there. And, Father, I thank you that you're going to be with us as we take on this task for the next 30 days to put the work in, Father, to push each other, to encourage each other, to bring strength to the place that may be weak. And, Father, we give you glory. And, Father, we give you praise for the 30-day challenge, for the 30-day challenge of, Father, we know that you are more than able, you're more than capable to be with us as we push each other, as we give each other strength. And, Father, we bind the devil that tries to bring hindrance and distraction. Once again, we bind Satan, his plots, his plan, his assignment that tries to block what you're doing for us. And, Father, this is just phase one of where we're going. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. And we will not take down. We will not forfeit this assignment. We will not let you down. We will not let ourselves down. We will not let the people that's attached to our assignment, we will not let them down. For this will give you glory. This will give you praise. In Jesus' name, say God and amen. Thank y'all. Come on, share this, y'all. Come on, Share this. All right. Come on, share this. Come on. Encourage somebody. Let them tell them to meet their own level of expectation. Don't expect more out of others than you expect out of yourself. Once again, don't expect more out of others than you expect out of yourself. All right? I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you once again for joining us. I love you, appreciate you. Rutland Elementary School. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Veronica for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings and favor be on you. Love you guys. I always say, hashtag boom. Let us pray.